Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. It is Sunday, December 30th, 2018. It's the sixth day of Christmas and the fifth day of Kwanzaa, but I don't know. The fucking Christmas seems dead to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that Fox family or ABC family or whatever would do their 24 days of Christmas, but that shit started before Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I've never known anyone who was celebrating Christmas after fucking Christmas. I mean, that's got to be strictly a religious thing, I would imagine. I don't know. Fucking... I've never known anyone that was celebrating Christmas. This shit seems pretty dead to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got 360-something days until Christmas. This shit's gone. You know, we got to pack up the shit and be done with it. But, I don't know. It's almost a new year. That's pretty fucking crazy. 2019, man. I still remember writing 2012 down. It's crazy. Like, these past fucking 5-6 years just flew the fuck by. I don't know what happened. I've been in Utah for 4 fucking years. It does not seem like 4 years. Fucking, like, 6 years ago, we were doing Food Not Bombs with, you know, my buddy John and Brittany and Kenny, and we were doing that shit for a year, and, I mean, it's just like, that shit seems like yesterday. And now it's a long-ass time away from that. It's crazy. It's fucking... I had a customer when I was doing the lawn care, and this dude was, like, in his 80s. And one day we were talking about how fast time flies, and he was telling me that it's going to fly a lot quicker the older you get. Because when you're, like, 10, you know, and a day goes by, it's a smaller percentage of your life than when you're, like, 80. And a day goes by. You see what I'm saying? So it's like one day or a week is less of a percentage of your life the older you get. So the shit just goes quicker and quicker and quicker. I don't know. One day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be fucking 80. It's going to suck. And then we're all going to die, I guess. Huh? On happier news, we're all going to fucking die. Huh? Okay, let's jump into some fucking birthdays. Talking about old as fuck, Patti Smith turning 72 today. So she sung that song Gloria, you know, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not hers. She sung Rock and Roll Nigger. She sung a whole bunch of shit back in the day. My wife listens to a lot of that shit. I've heard it over the years, but I was never a huge Patti Smith fan. And she's fucking old. I wonder, she's still singing apparently. So I don't know if she's like singing about crochet and baking, but, yeah, she's pretty fucking old. 72, dude, 70 fucking two. That is crazy. That's older than my goddamn parents, dude. That's like, you know, when you were teenagers and there were a whole bunch of people listening to Patti Smith, like she was older than my fucking parents. And my parents are older than most parents at my age. I don't know. My dad had me when he was like 36 years old. What do we got next? Tiger Woods turning 43. I thought this dude was a fuckload older than 43. He's only 11 years older than me. And I mean, I was like, I remember he got popular when I was a fucking like kid, a little kid. So that dude must have gotten fucking popular like right when he turned adult. I don't know. He's always seemed old to me. I have no fucking idea. But, yeah, he's been one of the highest paid athletes for several years in a row. For fucking golf, dude. Like, golf. You hit a fucking ball in a hole. Like, I cannot believe that one of the highest paid athletes in the fucking world plays golf. Like, are you kidding me? It's crazy. Like, you think about all the extreme sports, like fucking football, even. You know what I'm saying? These people are getting, like, brain injuries and shit. Like, they're gonna be fucked for the rest of their fucking life. And, can't afford insurance, and they're gonna need the shit. But, golf gets paid the highest in the world. I mean, that's just a marketing fucking ploy. I think the thing with that is you get a lot of people who played sports in fucking high school and shit. And then they need something to play afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still need something to do afterwards, but they can't play fucking football. You know what I'm saying? They can't break their collarbone and then go to work afterwards, you know? Or have their legs snapped in half and fucking, Like, that just doesn't work for most people, I guess, you know? So you get into something that has, like, zero contact capabilities. So there's, like, no way you're going to get fucking hurt. And if you do get hurt playing golf, then Jesus Christ. I mean, fucking, that's crazy. That's like those people in the movies who twist their ankle fucking walking. Like, how the fuck does that happen? I've never twisted my ankle bad enough where I couldn't fucking walk. And I used to dirt jump, skateboard, like fucking, I've done all sorts of crazy shit in my life. Pallet surfing, fucking all sorts of crazy shit. I've never not been able to walk because I was fucking hurt myself walking. Like, holy shit. So if you're hurting yourself playing golf, like, goddamn, take the tampon out and fucking grow a pair. I have no idea. Like, oh, I pulled my fucking hamstring swinging a goddamn club. Like, holy shit, dude. I don't know. That's just amazing to me how somebody playing fucking golf can get paid so much. It's like you got all these extreme sports. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like high fucking risk. You know what I'm saying? High fucking risk of fucking hurting yourself permanently. And some dude hitting a fucking ball gets paid probably hundreds of millions of dollars. That's insane to me. It's crazy, too, because, like, these extreme sports have progressed so fucking much, dude. Like, granted, when I was a kid, my dirt jumping bike probably weighed, like, 40 to 60 pounds. And nowadays, these kids' bikes weigh like 2 to 5 pounds. It's, I mean, that's insane. But we've gotten better metals for cheaper prices. But, you know, when I was a kid and I was into dirt jumping, there was like one dude who could bunny hop tail whip. And then Dave Mira had just done the fucking double backflip in the X Games. He's like one of the highest paid fucking bike riders in the world. You know what I'm saying? And he probably practiced that shit forever. And now you watch these videos of these kids on YouTube. It's like every fucking 12-year-old boy can fucking bunny hop tail whip. It's crazy. And then, like, I was watching a video 10 years ago, and this dude did a double backflip on a quarter pipe, landed on his back tire, bunny hop 180 bar spin back into the fucking quarter pipe. Like, holy shit, dude. I mean, that would have, like, blown your fucking mind back in, like, 1999. That would have been like, holy shit, this, like, everybody else should just fucking quit, because this dude's, like, you're not beating him. But that's just, like, the normal now. It's fucking, it's crazy. And skateboarding, I think skateboarding is going to hit a point where it's been progressed to the absolute most, where, like, it's not, people aren't going to get any better. Because, like, anybody can get a skateboard, you know what I'm saying? You can be the poorest kid in the world and you can steal a skateboard. Like, anybody can get into skateboarding. And then you go to something like wakeboarding or fucking golf or something that rich people have to do, and, like, not everybody can do that. Not everybody can go snowboarding. Like, fucking 12-year-old kids can't just fucking go snowboard. That shit is never going to be pushed to the level that skateboarding is going to be pushed. Because skateboards are fucking cheap, dude. Like, they're cheap, they're easy to steal, anyone can get one. Like, anyone can fucking get a skateboard. Not everyone can get a ski pass and a snowboard and snowboard boots or a wakeboard and a fucking boat and shit like that. So, I don't know. Same with, like, surfing. Like, surfing, you know, anyone could acquire a surfboard, but not everyone's close enough to live by the beach. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You would think something like, I mean, football is understandable. They make a lot of money. They've got a lot of fucking risk, you know? Skateboarding, there's a lot of fucking risk. Dirt jumping, motorcycle riding, a lot of fucking risk. Even fucking, like, soccer or rugby or something, there's a lot of fucking risk. You know, you got more contact. But golf? There's no fucking contact in golf. what do we got? That was, like, 10 minutes of me rambling about bullshit. Eliza Dushku is turning 38 today. She played Selena Kyle and Catwoman in Batman Year One, the DC Showcase Catwoman. And then she played Faith in both Buffy and Angel. She played True Davies in True Calling. So I've never actually seen, I mean, maybe I watched Buffy when I was a kid, but I didn't remember who the fuck she was. And then speaking about skateboarding, oh shit, I forgot I wrote this dude down. But that dude from the Proactive Acne Solution commercials, Ryan Sheckler, turning 29 today, pro skater. what do we got? See, that's what I'm saying about skateboarding. It's like, you got the kids whose parents built them all the fucking ramps and shit, and then you got the kid who's like, you know, is living with his single mom on welfare in the middle of the city, and they both have the same chance at going pro as each other. I mean, skateboarding, I think one day it's just going to reach its absolute maximum potential. And that'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I mean, you can't really make the shit any lighter or like, you know what I'm saying? There's only so much physical capability somebody can do in anything, whether it's football, golf, wakeboarding, skateboarding, anything. There's a max that people can do. And one day, I mean, they're just going to reach that shit in skateboarding. I don't know. Okay, what we got next? Today in history, 1903, 605 people die in a theater fire at the Iroquois Theater in Chicago, Illinois. 1927, Tokyo, Japan opens Asia's first subway line, the Ginza Line. Man, I'm having trouble reading today, talking. I don't know what the fuck's wrong. 1997, the Wilaya of Relizin in Algeria leaves 400 people from four villages dead. And 2004, 194 people die at the Republic Cromaganan nightclub in Argentina. Holy shit, that's... Oh no, the other one was Algeria. So, and that was after another club fire. Shit, holy shit. Okay, so yeah, we had quite a few different club fire things here today. 2006, 400 people die when an Indonesian passenger ferry, the MV Senopat Nusantara, sinks due to a storm. 2006, Saddam Hussein was executed, and in 2009, 40,000 gallons of diesel fuel rushed down the Yellow River in China after the Changsha pipeline ruptures. So, yeah, I think in every one of those... No, okay, so we had that subway line that opened and a 40,000 gallons of diesel flowing through a river, but every other bit of history we talked about today, a bunch of people fucking died. That's crazy. Well, I guess Saddam Hussein, it was only him. what we got next? Today in the news. So, Germany became the first country in the EU to recognize a third gender. And this isn't like, they didn't recognize it because of people like saying they were XYs or elves or whatever. This was actually due to a dude that, well, partially because of people that are born with both male and female genitals. So that's, I don't have a fucking problem with that. Go for it, you know what I'm saying? Make that third gender. But, I'm not going to memorize all the goddamn genders people make up so I can pronounce them correctly. Like, if I offend you, go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. What do we got next? Oh, we're doing a movie review, so we haven't done one of these in a while. The Netflix movie Bird Box. The trailer looked fucking awesome. That movie, I mean, it looked legit, and it was a good movie. I'm giving it 3 out of 5 stars. The movie definitely wasn't horrible, but if you saw the Zooey Deschanel Marky Mark movie, I think it was called like The Knowing or some shit, where the air made people commit suicide, then you've seen this fucking movie. I mean, it's not 100% the same, so I didn't spoil the fucking movie for you, but if you've seen that movie, there was nothing like fucking great about the movie. The acting was good, the effects were good, the plot was good, everything was good, there was just nothing that made this movie amazing. Definitely worth watching if you got nothing else to fucking watch. But don't psych yourself up for some fucking great movie because it's just all right. So, but Netflix is getting really good at making content, man. I saw this right after we watched this. There was a commercial for the Mowgli movie. So, like, another knockoff Jungle Book type movie. Oh, man. And that, I mean, the CG definitely wasn't the greatest, but it looked good enough to where you could get into the movie. I'm going to watch that here pretty soon. It looked decent, so I don't know. And I mean, if you watch Stranger Things or what are some other Netflix? I don't know, man. Netflix has just been on it. Fucking Fox and ABC. These people got to fucking watch out, dude, because Netflix is definitely putting them under. They're creating some good shit. And probably for a fraction of the fucking price. And I don't see, like, when Fox makes a movie, it goes to the theater, they make DVDs, you know, there's digital copy sales. So they're making all this money off of this fucking movie. When Netflix does it, they're kind of just doing it as like an advertising ploy. You know what I'm saying? So they're spending all this money to make this movie, and they don't actually make anything off of the movie. And they maybe they get a couple new subscribers to Netflix who see the shit on YouTube and they're like, oh man, I really want to see that movie. And the only place I can do it's on Netflix. So I guess I'm going to subscribe to Netflix. But I mean, realistically, everyone that's on Netflix is just buying it because it's cheaper than fucking cable. Like, so I don't know. I mean, obviously they got to do some shit to keep people coming back, but yeah, they're doing pretty good, man. Netflix stated that 45 million different accounts have already watched this movie, and this was last day's news, so or yesterday's news, so that's a lot of fucking people that watch this movie. And like I said, if you want to see it, just don't psych yourself up that it's going to be the best movie you've seen this year, because it was good. It wasn't amazing. Okay, what do we got next here? If you use Durex condoms, you might be expecting a new member to your family. So Durex is pulling all of their Real Feel condoms off the shelf. They failed their shelf life durability test. So this is their actual quote from the Durex firm. It said they are not expected to meet the registered burst pressure specifications at the end of shelf life. So, yeah, I mean, if I don't know, maybe if you don't have the burst pressure that they're... I don't know, it's fucked up. What do we got next? Fortunately, there are no safety concerns, so your wiener's not going to fall off. But, I would imagine unplanned parenthood might be a safety concern. I don't know. They've already had a previous recall in July. So, hopefully, if you're using Durex Real Feel condoms, you stick with the pull-out method as well. What do we got here? New Utah DUI laws. So this is actually national news, but the day before New Year's Eve, which would be today, I guess, Utah will have the strictest DUI laws in the fucking country. The whole goddamn country. The new blood alcohol level for this state is going to be 0.05. So the average around the country is 0.08. I have no idea what that... I know that, like, you have to wait an hour after every beer or some bullshit like that when you're in a normal state, but I have no fucking idea what 0.05 would entail. I guess that means you gotta wait 30 minutes after you use mouthwash, or... I have no fucking idea. But The state has made 54,400 DUI arrests in the last 5 years. That equals 29.8 arrests a fucking day, dude. So that's 30 lives every day that this state is ruining. Yeah, it's most blood alcohol limits are 0.08. It's crazy too, because in Utah here, if you go to like a sports bar or something, like the pizza place we go to sells beer, it's hard to find fucking beer. And liquor, you have to go to an actual state store. Like wine, liquor, wine coolers, all that shit. You got to go to an actual state store. And then they sell the, it's like point, it's like 4% beer. It's, shit's horrible, dude. Like, it makes your stomach feel fucking gross. They didn't fucking cook it long enough. You know what I'm saying? It's not an enjoyable beer. I haven't, you know, I drank like the first half a year I was here. And then I just switched to the Kratom 100%. But, yeah, they charge so much fucking money at the state store for these beers, too. It's crazy. A really weird thing, though, is if you fucking buy a 211 here, so that's like 8% or whatever the fuck it is back home, 0.8 or whatever. Here, it's still 3.2, and the shit tastes like fucking sugar water, dude. It's horrible. It's gross. You're gonna need like fucking three of them to catch a buzz. It's horrible. But, yeah, when you buy beer at a restaurant, that's where I was going with this, you have to order food too, and they won't give you more than one drink at a time. It's fucking crazy, their alcohol laws here. We're going to Alabama, where supposedly it's even worse, so we will see. I guess that place, you can only buy beer at a state store, so you can't even go to a fucking, you know, grocery store and buy beer or whatever. It's just weird, because, like, the Costco's back in California, they sold cigarettes and beer. Like, you could buy the 36 boxes at Costco. Here, they don't sell cigarettes, and the beer boxes are smaller. It's crazy. And you can't buy liquor, like, you could buy fucking tequila and shit at Costco back home. It's just weird, dude. I don't know. I mean, we talk about that all the time, how fucking prohibition, man, it just makes shit worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna go and buy the harder shit because it's gonna take you farther than if it was just readily available. I loved California. There's a liquor store, a gas station, every fucking block. You know what I'm saying? I can go buy beer, cigarettes, my fucking lottery tickets, and that's impossible here. It's gonna be even worse than fucking Alabama. But you can probably buy a fucking gun anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can legally sell guns at yard sales here. It's fucking crazy. Like, Alabama's got very, very slim gun laws. But, apparently Jesus wants you to own guns and not beer in the lottery. The lottery fucking pisses me off, dude. Like, I don't has anyone ever heard of somebody spending their entire life savings on lottery tickets? Like, yeah, casino maybe? Scratcher tickets? Kinda. I mean, I was in the carnival and I watched people waste their fucking daily draw on that shit every day. And, you know, they'd win once every fucking month, maybe. You know what I'm saying? They were still always in the hole, but they felt good when they won. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just fucking Quick Picks? Nobody fucking spends their life savings on Quick Picks. I don't understand the shit. I didn't know fucking states actually did that until I moved here. And then Alabama, it's the same thing. You gotta drive to fucking Tennessee to get our lottery tickets. We're gonna be living on the Tennessee border, so at least it's only 30 minutes to get, you know, my dreams for the day. Spend a buck and be able to dream about a better life. I don't know. That does it for the show today, guys. I fucking probably wasted a lot of your time today. Yeah, tomorrow I think is gonna be a little bit of a weirder show. I think since it's right before the new year, we're gonna talk about other shit than news and all that crap. But, stay tuned, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that other shit. You can follow me places, and I will be back to you tomorrow. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.